Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 19th. Some of the circumstances behind the deaths of two local young men in Hotchkiss in late September are confirmed, but questions still remain. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the two victims were identified as Jonathan Alonzo and Joshua George. The pair were friends who stopped by a local bar on September 22nd and departed as if nothing was wrong. Early the next morning, a motorist discovered both of their dead bodies at 3100 and L Roads outside of Hotchkiss. Last week, Delta County Coroner Lance Boren confirmed that Alonzo died by homicide and George then died by suicide. Investigators still don't know for sure what happened between the time the young men left the bar and the time they were found dead. Alonzo and George were once roommates. Video footage from the bar that night doesn't show anything amiss during their visit. Delta County Sheriff-elect Mark Taylor told the Montrose Daily Press that a gun, which had not been fired, was found near Alonzo's body, and that another gun, which had been fired, was found near George's body. Forensic pathology made it clear that a homicide-suicide had occurred. Whether or not the homicide was accidental is still unclear. Taylor said, quote, "That's probably all we're going to know at this point," end quote. George was a graduate of Paonia High School and, according to his Facebook page, worked at the West Elk Mine. Alonzo was originally from Modesto, California, and was expecting a child, along with his fiancée. A state board has voted to tighten regulations on vehicle emissions. KUNC's Scott Franz has more.
Starting in 2022, new vehicles sold in Colorado will have to run cleaner and get more miles per gallon. The rules are modeled after standards California adopted years ago to curb greenhouse gases. The state's Air Quality Control Commission voted 8-0 to approve the guidelines, despite concerns they will hurt auto sales. Commissioner Charles Groby said the changes will be especially helpful on the Front Range.
We have some serious issues on the Front Range with air quality.
Some auto dealers say the changes will raise the price of a car by $2,000. Larimer County Commissioner Tom Donnelly worries car buyers will make the trip up to Wyoming instead of shopping locally. But supporters of the rules say savings at the gas pump will outweigh the cost increases. I'm Scott Franz.
Colorado experienced a blue wave during last week's election, with Democrats holding on to the governor's office and, for the first time in 4 years, having control of both chambers in the state legislature. But each side has a different take on what one-party control will mean for the state. KUNC's Scott Franz has the story.
Colorado Democrats also won races for every major state office on November 6th. The last time that happened, it was 1936, and that political reality is keeping some awake at night, including Republican State Senator John Cook of Greeley.
I don't see them compromising. I don't see their coming to us and wanting to work with us. I see their radical agenda taking place.
As the results were coming in, the GOP election night watch party felt more like a wake for several state Republicans. Cook went as far as predicting that Democrats would run wild with their newfound power.
It's going to be like living in California or Oregon.
And state party chairman Jeff Hayes says Republicans won't take the change sitting down.
We'll be definitely keeping an eye on them and pointing out where they're wrong.
He's already calling on his party to serve as the loyal opposition to the Democrats. On the other side of the aisle, Democrats are trying to strike a more cooperative tone ahead of the legislative session, which begins in January. Leroy Garcia of Pueblo will lead the new 19-16 seat majority in the Senate.
What do you think the tone is going to be like with Republicans when the session starts?
I'm hopeful that it's positive, right? I mean, I'm optimistic that, you know, people who know when you were serving in the minority and now are in the majority have an opportunity to lead and govern, and that's what I want to do. And that is my task, is to lead and govern and to take this responsibility very seriously. I'm eager to work with anyone who wants to work with us.
Do Republicans like Hayes and Cook have a reason to worry? If history is a guide, Ken Bickers says they might. Bickers is a political scientist at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He has studied what happens when one party has complete control of a legislature.
When there's unified control, sometimes the parties reach further down their wish list to try to get things enacted because they know this is their chance to try to push some things through that would not happen if they had to negotiate with the other body controlled by the other party.
But that can also have consequences. Bickers points to the 2013 legislative session. Democrats passed stricter gun control measures following the Aurora Theater shooting.
A recall election in Colorado sending a message in the national debate over gun control to state lawmakers who supported tighter gun control laws were voted out of office last night.
Bickers thinks a split chamber can be a blessing for lawmakers and the governor.
My sense is that the best years in the Hickenlooper administration have been when he had divided legislature, that because then he could work with Republicans and Democrats and try to reach across the aisle.
So what's on the wish list for Colorado Democrats? State Party Chair Morgan Carroll is giddy when she describes what she thinks the new Polis administration will accomplish with Democratic backing. She's predicting more environmental regulations will be passed, and the state will make larger investments in public education. Healthcare is also on her mind.
Most of the time people focus nationally at what's going on healthcare, but really it's the state that decides who's included in Medicaid expansion. How much oversight do we have over the insurance industry is really the state insurance commissioner appointed by the governor.
The state might also see new regulations on oil and gas. Democrats introduced multiple bills calling for more regulations last session that died in the Republican-controlled Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And finally today in a sports note, two local high school football teams have advanced to the state semifinals in the playoffs. In 4A, Montrose improved to 11-1 on the season after beating Greeley West 28-14 last Friday. Montrose junior Emmert Kastendike ran for 173 yards, and senior Chris Eckerman piled up 123 rushing yards in the win. Montrose hosts number one Loveland this weekend. Meanwhile, in 3A, Palisade returns to the semifinals after using a trick punt to beat Meade 27-21 last Saturday. The Bulldogs will host defending champion Palmer Ridge on Saturday. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.